88.9 WLRY, and welcoming back our friend Dave Fry, Sidewalk Prophet's brother. How you doing? It's good to have you back on the program.
Yeah, doing good. Doing good. Had a good Christmas. Excited for the Winter Jam getting ready to start up. It's gonna be exciting. It's gonna be an exciting time in Sidewalk Prophet.
Absolutely. And if I remember correctly, Dave, last time Sidewalk Prophets were on Winter Jam, you were truly Sidewalk Prophets. You guys were playing outside.
You better believe it. And that's the your Winter Jam grows and grows because of the heart of all of it. Everybody, it literally is a family. And I know that, you know, people say that about a lot of things, baseball teams and this, but we're getting together, worshiping together. We're leaning on each other and falling on each other and all these things that happen on stage and off. And by the time it's done, it feels like family. And so when people come to see it, it grows and grows. And some people don't make it in because it gets so packed in these giant arenas,
right,
that they get turned away. And so for us, that's, you know, that breaks our hearts. We just want people to hear, you know, what God's doing and hear that message that goes on and the music that comes. And so we would go outside and make sure that those that got turned away didn't leave without at least knowing that we care, you know, and knowing that God cares about them and loves them. So we would definitely do that. Sometimes, you know, pre-show, we'd go out and do the same thing and just let people know. That's the key, is there's a lot of people coming through, and our great hope is that everybody realizes we're just like them. We're just dudes that happen to have our dreams come true, you know, when it comes to that. And it's a hard work. It's a calling to get up on that stage. But I tell you, we're no different than anybody else. I mean, we don't want people to put us on that pedestal. We just want them to know we love and care about them. So.
And you guys are Winter Jam veterans. I mean, you should have like you're a card-carrying member of Winter Jam or
That's
something.
That's right.
This point,
this is our fourth year. We're like, well, I like to say we're the LeBron James of Winter Jam. No, <it's, laughs> I don't know about that, all that. But no, we definitely are. We definitely are blessed, and to know that they want to have us back for our fourth time, that is a great and awesome honor.
Now, the first time I spoke with you was the first year you were on Winter Jam. The last time I spoke with you was in 2013, just before you released a Christmas album, which, by the way, I was listening to again this year. That is just a great Christmas collection.
I appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did a Christmas tour again this year, and so many people, man, just pouring their hearts out about that album, but I appreciate that so much.
You know, and there was a long time between the 2012 and the next album, Something Different, which came out in 2015. Of course, as we just said, you had a Christmas album in between there, but isn't that
right,
kind of an unusually long time between albums in the business?
Well, when you throw that Christmas album in, it extends the period of your second album. And the truth is, we had a lot of singles off that second album. So it only took that long because you guys kept playing our songs, which is a great thing. I don't want that to change. So, it's kind of tough because you want to, you know, you got this music going inside you and you're excited to let people hear it, but the label has their schedule, you know, they got their release dates and you know, the more you write, the more you can refine. And I think that's the key, is, you know, to an extent, you know, you want quality and not necessarily quantity. So I'm okay with it. We've only had three albums since 2009, late 2009, when our first one was released. But you know, and that, if you count the Christmas album, it's four. But
right.
But it's there's songs always brewing, but we always just let the label decide, hey, you know, when's the best day to release this? What's the best time? And so, you know, it was a long time. We were ready. Trust us, we were ready for some new songs by the time Something Different came out. And this one has 14 songs on it. So who knows how long it'll last? But all that being said, man, it was an awesome journey to get to see Live Like That and all the songs on it do as well as they did.
Yeah.
And now I cannot wait for people to hear. I know a lot of people have heard maybe Prodigal, our first song off of it, or maybe a song or two in between. But, man, we're excited for people to hear the whole album.
I love that song on there, If You Only Knew, which is pretty much pretty much God talking.
Yeah, it is. And when we wrote that song, that's I think it's the second song on the album. It was just a very honest place. Our buddy Sam came out and we just wrote like a letter. What would you say? You know, what would you say to God? And then what was he saying back? It was almost like a peek in on a prayer from both perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're saying, God, you know, what about my doubt? What about my sin? What about all these things that I screw up? And he's answering back, you know, with those words that you might not hear, but you might feel in your heart. I thought that was one of my favorite little personal songs that we put on that album. And it's got a really cool beat to it. You think that, you know, that song might be really sad and you know, a ballad, but man, we wanted it to feel like God was just like wrapping his arms around you, celebrating, holding you up and making sure you were taken care of. And so I appreciate that.
Yeah. I mean, when listening to that, I thought, you know, how much freer we would all feel if we just got hold of that truth.
That's right.
You know, for sure.
If you only knew what God knew, you would be, I mean, I'm glad that we're not God, thank the Lord that he's God. But man, if we knew the truth that he knew, it would be this loving, amazing, amazing place, this world. And that's what we got to strive for. We got to strive to know, hey, and the truth is we know those truths. They're in the Bible. But sometimes we lose sight of that. We lose faith. And so it's an important reminder for sure.
Again, Dave joining us with Sidewalk Prophets. And this album, I believe, produced by Seth Mosley. Is that right?
Yes. Seth is the man.
Seth is from just up the street here in Circleville.
Oh, I did not. I remember him saying that.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love, Seth Mosley, you know, he produced for King Country, Francesca, so many great artists. And for him to take the time to want to produce us, it was an absolute honor. He is a mad scientist in the studio. and a lot of those little instruments that you hear and little melodies in the background, those are all Seth. Like If You Only Knew sounded so different until we took it into the studio and let Seth, hey, what about if we do something like this, you know, like, and what if you play this guitar this way and bang it with a pencil? And honestly, we there's a couple of tracks where Dan's banging the guitar with a pencil.
Wow.
I mean, like, it sounds so cool. And that's the beauty of Seth. Like, not only does he love it musically, but he has that spiritual, almost like a spiritual mentor side of him as well. He's just a great husband and father and all these things. I can't say enough about Seth being over there with him for months upon months. We were in his house, and he welcomed us with open arms, and so does his wife and beautiful baby girl. So we had a great time with him.
Yeah, that's just awesome to see because, as I said, he grew up in Circleville, and I remember when he was like 17 years old, he was producing John Rubin and doing some work on John Rubin stuff because John Rubin was based out of Columbus. So
he's amazing too.
Just cool to see that progress. But, well, let's talk a little bit about Winter Jam. That's coming up January 9th to Schottenstein Center, and you've got, of course, an all-star lineup again this year.
Yeah, man, this is, if once again, fourth time being out there, and we cannot wait for it to get started up again. And Schottenstein is always a special night too. You know, I remember so many times it snows at Schottenstein. That's always like the first snow of Winter Jam. So it's tough to be standing out there in line for so long, but it's so worth it because it's just an incredible night. And to be up there with, you know, we got Crowder and Lauren Daigle and Matt West. I mean, a new song, of course, and for King Country, the list goes on. Even the first two bands are We Are Messengers and Stars Go Dim.
Right.
They are awesome. If you haven't heard those two bands, you've got to. And they go right away, so you got to get there early. But I'm telling you, man, it's going to be a fun night from start to finish. And I love Winter Jam because it gives a little bit of something for everybody. If you're not into, I mean, Trip Lee and Red are on there too, so you got some rap, some rock, you know, whatever Matt West does. I don't know what you want to call that, but that's Matt Westisms. But I love that boy. He brings so much fun and joy to the whole place. So, but I tell you, it's a great night, and I cannot wait. So,
looking forward to it again. Schottenstein Center, January 9th is the date, and it features For King and Country, Matthew West, Crowder, Lauren Daigle, Red, Sidewalk Prophets, new song KB Tadashi, We Are Messengers, and Stars Go Dim with speaker Tony Nolan. Doors at 5 p.m. Jam Nation. You get in at 3:30 p.m. And jamtour.com is the website. Always a blessing, brother. Stay healthy, and thank you, as always, for talking to us.
Thank you. Honored and privileged. Always, always. Thank you, brother.